Indomitable Yemenis mean what they chant against aggressors. The people of Yemen, despite the difficulties they have been facing over the past years, have proved their mettle to the world and have refused to be browbeaten into submission by the Saudis and the Americans. Stay with us for a viewpoint column that appeared on Sunday, August 5th in Iran's English language daily Kayhan International, titled, Indomitable Yemenis Mean What They Chant Against Aggressors. Kayhan International pointed out, Friday's huge gathering of hundreds of thousands of peaceful, mostly armed demonstrators in Sana'a, the capital of war-ravaged Yemen, in support of the legal government led by popular Ansarullah movement, and carrying placards in big, bold Arabic letters, including Al-Mawt li America, Al-Mawt li al-Saud, and Al-Mawt li Israel, once again proved the indomitable spirit of Yemeni Muslims in the face of the brutal U.S.-backed Saudi bombing of their infrastructure over the past 3 years and 4 months, including last Thursday's unmanly attack on the besieged port city of Hodeidah's Al-Thawra Hospital and the nearby fish market. Could the killing of at least 75 patients, doctors, medical staff, vendors, shoppers, and passers-by, and the wounding of over 150 others, all defenseless men, women, and children, could be easily forgiven or forgotten with no punishment of the perpetrators? Certainly not. All those who are party to this unabated state terrorism supported by major Western powers and their clients, including the illegal Zionist entity that is threatening to militarize the strategic Bab al-Mandab Strait, should be brought to justice. An impoverished nation that has seen 20,000 of its civilians killed by the war and the resulting famine and epidemics that were imposed upon it by the US, Britain, France, and Israeli regime through their stooges in Riyadh and Abu Dhabi has shown standing resilience to the whole world, which fed on the wrong information of the Western and Arab media horns, deplores any missile fired by the defenders on the military industrial installations of the aggressors as war crimes, as if the organized destruction of Yemen by the Saudi regime is fully justified. Kayhan International wrote, the height of hypocrisy indeed when the UN, which is supposed to be an impartial mediator, floats flawed feelers of negotiations without condemning the Saudi Emirati crimes against humanity and moreover using misnomers in its statements. How can peace and fair settlement of the crisis be worked out when the world body calls government forces Houthi rebels and the client regime the aggressors have been trying in vain to install in Yemen as the legal government of Mansour Hadi, a fugitive traitor from justice? It is time the UN understood that. A legal government, whether or not the US recognizes it, doesn't need war and destruction by outside powers to legitimize it, since legitimacy stems from grassroots support, as is evident in the case of Ansarullah, whose rallies are attended by hundreds of thousands with firm resolve to defend national sovereignty and the dignity of its Muslim women, which the Saudi Emirati aggressors are criminally violating on the outskirts of Hodeidah. Thus, it is a serious slogan when the aggressed Yemenis carry placards and chant Al-Mawt to the aggressors, which means death to the US, the Saudi clan, and the illegal Zionist entity. This is not mere denunciation, since verbal condemnation does not heal the wounds of war, and the aggressors need to be hit where it hurts them and in the long run brings about the downfall of spurious entities and repressive minority regimes. Kehon International said, "It is worth noting that the Zaydi School of Islam is followed by almost half of the people of Yemen, with the overwhelming majority centered in the Ansarullah-administered northern parts, and is also supported by several Sunni Muslim tribes. In contrast, the heretical Wahhabi cult makes up less than 10% of the population of the fiefdom called Saudi Arabia, which Britain had created in 1932 for its salaried servant, Abdul Aziz ibn Saud, the desert brigand of Najd. This means the Saudi clan, which in 1934, with British support, seized Yemen's provinces of Najran, Jizan, and Asir, has no right to rule such a vast part of Arabia, including Hejaz, the land of divine revelation that contains the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, the Red Sea port of Jeddah, and the mountain resort of Taif, as well as the eastern oil-rich region with its coastline on the Persian Gulf, which the Wahhabis had seized from the local Shia Muslim majority and whose wealth they continue to squander on wanton pleasures, the funding of Takfiri terrorists in the Muslim world, and the regular doling of hundreds of billions of dollars to the U.S. and Britain." To sum up, it should be said that the Yemeni people will never yield to the aggressors, and if the U.S. government continues to support the Saudis and Emirates, it should be prepared to face the dire consequences sooner or later. As for the Israeli regime, the moment the Zionists make the folly of intruding into Bab al-Mandab, tears of sorrow will be their destiny that will hunt them to extinction in the usurped land of Palestine, as the Ansarullah are all prepared to make Yemen's western coastal waters as a really blood red sea right up to the Gulf of Aqaba, while missiles will rain upon the occupied land.